Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Having a great time and hanging out at Murph's. Good to see some of our favorite listeners coming out, hanging out with us. We're just talking to a couple of them. They got standing room only for tonight's home run derby.
So she's going to literally beeline in there with her glove. And again, I always approve of a woman having a glove and a child under the age of 15.
And look, I have no issues with this. She actually has a boom box with her that will be playing Move, Get Out of the Way as she runs into the stadium tonight.
So this will be literally a mad dash to get in there and get that prime real estate on the railing at the Chop House. Again, now I should have maybe brought a glove because I am literally just to the right of the foul pole in section 10. So there's going to be potentially a lot of baseballs coming our way. But I am sitting next to Big Ray, so it's almost like having a backstop next to you.
That's
so
true.
We will be able to defend ourselves.
Yeah, he could just jump in front of you and stop those balls. But listen, there's something, you know, I said to her, I said, there are going to be a lot of balls hit out. It's fun, man.
Five of the eight hitters are right or either switch hitter or left-handers.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. We'll talk more about tonight's matchup and Matt Olson's odds and chances. As we mentioned, the All-Star game is tomorrow. SEC Media Day is going on starting today. And more of that conversation coming up, as we said, with Connor Riley as 92.9 The Game kicks off the football season. And look, for me, I say this every year, this does kick off the football season for me. To hear from every coach in the SEC, to get some of the star players and guys that we're going to be watching on Saturdays and hear from them about their particular teams, I love it. And you can join us not only today but through Thursday as we'll be broadcasting live from the epicenter of the college football world, downtown. And we got all the info for you guys. SEC Media Days, live from downtown Atlanta, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, I know you're going to talk more about your vacay coming up and some guy talk. Yeah. L. Duncan's going to stop by here in about 25 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that as we will talk to her about all things Atlanta and certainly what else is going on in the world of sports. But, man, I got to tell you guys, and maybe you saw some of it on social media. We invite you to follow us. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. The fish you posted, you know how jealous I was. I love fishing. And Mike literally, he sent this to me, and he was like, yeah, we went out today, and there was this plethora of fish sitting there. But right. Then your buddy, man, I'm like, wait a minute. What does he have?
It was a 60-pound Goliath grouper. For guys who know how to fish, or have seen that fish, it's a protected fish, so you can't. You got to get the hook out there quick because you're not supposed to have them over the boat. That's why I don't want to put it on social media.
Correct.
Just send it to my boys. Correct. Because they want to get the captain in trouble because there's like people that narc out.
Oh, for sure.
Stuff.
Yeah, they get
but
fine.
They do have a specific season when there's a certain amount that you can fish for. But we caught, I mean, fish were jumping in the boat.
And by the way, can I say this real quick? That's why you get a guide, okay?
Right.
I mean, for everybody that wants to, and number two, you can get lost down there. If you don't know what you're doing, you're out, right. They're going to take you where the fish are. But number two, they know the rules. So that's important. But go ahead.
Sit there, and by the way, I was hooking all this fish, and I was catching like 20-pound fish, big fish. I'm like, I got one. He's like, no, that's a girl. You don't want to eat that. Like, no, I want to eat that. Says, no, man, nobody eats that. He goes, no, man, in the Bahamas, man, they may let that lay out on the beach, and if flies get on it, people might grill it. I'm like, all right, come on, man. He's like, no, that's a trash fish. I'm like, man. So, of course, it was like Charlie, if you guys remember the old Charlie Brown Halloween special where I got a candy bar, I got a lollipop, I got a rock. You know, so that's every time I get something big on the line, oh, that's a trash fish. So, like, come on. And then there's always, you get a snapper or yellowtail, and it's almost like, it's so funny. You're like a little kid trying out for a team, whether it's football or baseball, whatever your sport was. Because, you know, the captain, the first mate, they get the fish, I get the hook out of the mouth, I hand it to the captain. He puts it down on the line where the ruler is, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be, 8 inches. No, man, that's coming up. That's not a quarter inch short.
Oh, come on.
I'm like Bobby Cox. I'm like arguing balls and strikes. Come on, that fish is legit, man. No, it's going back in. Son of a bitch. Anyway, but no, great times. And I know, Carl, you love the fish as well. So, yeah, we had a really good captain and really great. I mean, again, if you can't have fun doing that down there, man, forget about it.
No, I'm with you. There's nothing like fresh fish, man. I mean, seriously.
And that's the thing. We took it literally. You get right off the boat, take it back to the house, in the fridge for a minute. We jump in the shower, get the fish smell off, put the clothes in the washing machine. And then we head on down. And the restaurant we went to, it's the one, if you've been in the Keys, it's where Pan Am had their first flight. It went from Key West to Havana. It was the first ever U.S. airline international flight. And so they turned that little office into a restaurant with a pool and it's got a deck. And so that's where we had the fish cooked, and they sided it up with some tasty things and ready to go.
No, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Good to have you back, man. Glad you had a good time. More stories coming up in Guy Talk, man. We are live here at Murph's, guys. Stay tuned. L. Duncan's going to join us. But right now, we got to get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Another 49er wants a trade. Juwan Jennings wants a new contract, or he wants to be traded. Expected to make $7.5 million this season, Mike, in the final year of his current deal. Remember, 49ers are retooled, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Debo.
I'd say let that quarterback go, not re-sign him and reset. But then, you know what they're doing. They're going to run it up. They're going to try to run it back with McCaffrey healthy one more time.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. Now, they've drafted some wide receivers here over the last couple of years, but Debo and – you know, he's gone. Ayuk has had his issues. Finally, everybody now seems like they want to get paid, and Juwan Jennings is the latest 49er. I personally think their window is closed. That's what I believe.
That's why when you and I were debating what you're going to do with this quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant, and you say, you know what, maybe, just maybe, I'm going to say thanks but no thanks, and we'll go find a new quarterback and take our chances in the draft. But this was, to me, the same conversation we had about the Daniel Jones with the Giants, where you're kind of like looking for a QB, and it's such a hard – that's why, we think we got the guy with Penix. But to me, it was just Brock Purdy's not that guy. And, the NFL, 20 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, that's like, as I said to you last year,
it's nothing.
1978 stats.
Yeah.
So we'll see where they go. But, yeah, a lot of folks looking to maybe jump ship or get more money.
While we're talking quarterbacks, this came out on 7-9. And for those who don't get the gist, 7 was Michael Vick's number.
Uh-huh.
9 is Michael Penix's number. And Vick sat down with our current quarterback. Falcons put it out there. It was kind of cool if you've not seen the interview. But Penix was talking about on what it was like sitting behind Kirk Cousins. And Mike, again, was on vacation, but he got a chance to finally catch up to the quarterback show on Netflix. Here's what Michael Penix said to Mike Vick.
Last year you got a taste of some action towards the end of the year. What was it like sitting behind Kirk for about, 14 games, and then you playing like the last three games of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of, just mental stuff that you take away from it. Obviously, you can't be in the game, but sitting on the sideline, playing the game in my head, best I can, because obviously you can't
mental
simulate.
Rest.
Yeah, you can't simulate the pressure and stuff like that. And just thinking about who I would throw it to in those situations, but But it just gave me a lot of confidence going in whenever I got here.
We all know that he should have probably started every preseason game, played the first half.
Yes.
And now we know. It was Kirk Cousins. I get it. The organization – I'm not going to go back to that old saw, but you know how I feel. The organization created this environment where, the kid needed all the reps he could get. And they didn't give it to him because, heaven forbid, he balls out. Now the quarterback's fragile psyche gets rocked, right? That's what it seems to be.
Yeah, and look, I'll say this about drafting, Penix. Again, for me, the right decision, and now, thank God. But – they also didn't know Cousins' arm was going to fall off.
Right.
Right.
But it all goes back to the listeners that were against the Kirk Cousins would always say, how can you take a guy coming off an Achilles?
Achilles. That's great.
And this is a month and a half later than the Aaron Rodgers Achilles. This guy might not be good to go.
You're right. We did hear that from you guys. Many of you were like, I don't like it, Dukes and Bill, because of the Achilles. And by the way, if you've not seen the doc, he does talk about what he felt like he needed to do. I mean, at one point, and Day-Day, I don't know how much you've seen, but doesn't he go to Aruba for treatment? Right? It was Aruba or somewhere like that?
Yeah, stem cells.
Yeah. So,
the old Peyton Manning stuff. With
yeah, so he was trying guys to do everything he possibly could. By the way, that was not common knowledge. Like, I was not aware of that. That was not something that they had talked about. But he was trying to do everything he could, but he talked about the strength. Right, that's what he keeps talking about now. Like, it wasn't it, the strength and the flexibility of the ankle, which obviously affects a lot of things. And I'll say this: I've had an Achilles strain, which is scared. It scared the hell out of me because, like, my doctor's like, "Well, you could step off of a curb and it could blow." And I'm like, "I don't want to hear that."
Right.
But it gets tight. If you've ever had this, and your Achilles, when it gets tight, like he says, my doctor, that it affects Mike all these other because it's the strongest ligament in your body, which I did not know. And so he was telling me, it affects this and that. And my point is I could easily see how it could affect Kirk Cousins and this throwing arm or this motion.
You don't have the confidence to do what things you're used to doing.
On top of the hit that he took.
Right. And then, of course, even like it's amazing. You think about this: the Eagles come from behind win and the two-minute drill. He's able to pull that off.
Yep.
Because against the Steelers, everything you just said about the Achilles and not having that confidence to throw, let alone get those stretch handoffs, there was a lot of strange things that didn't pass the eye test. And then all of a sudden – he's the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That's why, I mean, as much as I want to kill Coach Raw for not just saying, look, I've got to just get him out of there and get Penix in, it was unprecedented because he was having an amazing career, amazing season. Until he wasn't. And where do you draw the line on a guy who's never played it down in the NFL versus a guy that just threw four picks in a game against the Chargers? Chargers was the game to put Penix in. That's where it started for me.
I just felt like they weren't going to do it against the number one defense in the league.
No.
And throw him into that situation. I mean, like, you want to put him – see, they put him in a situation to be successful, right? The Giants were a team that he could be successful.
Right.
You throw him out there against the Chargers. Remember, Cousins threw, I think, a pick six and two interceptions in that game.
Four picks in the Chargers. Four total.
Yeah. They destroyed him. And so what do you think that does to a young quarterback psyche? I think that was part of the mindset. Meanwhile, while we're talking about Michael Penix, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Murph's getting ready for tonight's Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game tomorrow here around Truist Park. Penix was asked by Michael Vick. Again, this was 7-9. It was released on 7-9. But he was asking him about what's been the most interesting thing about being in the league.
You having fun?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Got to.
What's been the most interesting part of being a professional quarterback?
It's still just football.
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing. It's like, once you get on the field, it's still football. Throw it to your team. Don't throw it to the other team.
He's right.
I love it. And I think we're going to see some of the stuff that we saw in those amazing games for Washington where he's throwing. Remember, it's what do you want as a fan? You want that explosive play, that downfield bomb, that stuff that, we see other teams do, which we rarely do from this squad. And I do think that's going to be what we're going to see. Look, I don't want to make it all bad about Cousins because that overtime victory that Thursday night, still one of the greatest Falcon games of all time.
He threw for 500 yards.
Single team. That's a single game record for the team. But, man, I think Penix Jr. can if all goes well, this offensive line holds up for him, you do the same stuff.
All right, guys, more to get to. SEC Media Days going on. By the way, the Bears extended Ryan Poles through 2029. So their head coach, Ben Johnson, and their general manager now, Mike, are aligned. And Ndamukong Suh announced his retirement, for those who missed it.
Right.
One of the most dominant defensive linemen of his generation, of his time. Last 20 years, man, Ndamukong Suh has been a beast.
Right.
But he last
he brought that edge. He played to the margins.
To the margins. That's right.
Yeah.
Last played in 2022. All right, we're coming back. L. Duncan's on the way. We're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. It's Dukes and Bell.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Look, I don't want to leave out our wrestling fans because it was a big wrestling weekend too, Mike, here in the ATL. Goldberg in his final match. How are you going to lose your final match? I mean, seriously. I mean,
well, because the script said you're going to lose your final match.
Oh, my bad. You're saying this is scripted?
Yeah, it's basically, well, burst someone's bubble. It's still real to me, damn it. But yeah, that's script says Goldberg will fight, and then he'll lose the match.
Are you saying this didn't
happen? It's still real to me, damn it. Yes, this was preordained, Carl.
I had no idea. I was like, how do you lose in your last match of your career? This is crazy. You're at home. It shouldn't happen this way.
You'd think.
Either way, Bill Goldberg in his final match. Look, we love Goldberg. He's been on the show numerous times.
Right?
But that happened Saturday down at State Farm, and that was one of the things that was going on this weekend. We talked about Beyonce still being in town. She's got one more night tonight. And the fact that the All-Star Weekend has been going on and leading up to tonight, of course, the Home Run Derby, and then tomorrow is the All-Star Game. So there's just so much going on. But by the way, Goldberg says he will stay retired, and that is not scripted.
Yes. I mean, again, he got paid also.
He did get paid.
And when you're an employee, you follow the script.
Even if you don't like it.
Right. I mean, again, it's only like Bret Hart who says, wait a minute, I've got to lose my final match? And then yeah, that's kind of the deal. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, man, Elle Duncan's on the way. We're going to get a chance to talk to her here in just a second. Hey, Big O back at the studio. Can we hear that Greg Sankey talking about the SEC and the scheduling? Mike and I were discussing this. Our buddy Connor Riley's going to join us at 4 o'clock, guys, to discuss all the things that have been happening today. Lane Kiffin speaking today to the media as well. But let me hear Sankey talk about this scheduling thing. This morning.
We have to make decisions about the 26th season and adjust if we're going to go to 9 games, and there have to be games removed or rescheduled. And if we stay at 8, probably a little bit easier on that part of the logistics.
I mean, as we said, you want to give yourself a chance to obviously win more national championships. And if you are going to play an expanded conference schedule, you know, the good teams might pick up another L. And the one thing I will say, as much as I don't like how Sankey's handled this 8 or 9 game thing and this power play with the Big Ten.
Yes.
You know, is when you get back to the heart of the matter, yeah, you're all making tons of loot, tons of money. But still, you know, this is supposed to be the biggest and the baddest-ass conference in the league,
it's
right?
It's true.
You know, so let's just, you know, let's worry about that. Let the chips fall where they may. But the one place, again, I do agree with him. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Last year, I thought the College Football Playoff Committee showed no respect for strength of schedule. Strength of schedule was, honestly, if you look back at it, I mean, Indiana's strength of schedule was weak. Boise State's strength of schedule. I know they talked about rewarding the little guys, get them up to the big person's table, not the kid's table. But I just thought, you know, why should the SEC expand and make things harder if the knuckleheads of the playoff committee aren't going to respect that schedule? And that's the one argument I would agree with.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. By adding the one game, does that make – you're saying they can't ignore it? Like, yeah, they can't –
Well, I mean, if I'm going to play one more – if I'm in the toughest – we perceive it to be the toughest conference top to bottom.
Right.
And I got to play one more tough – now, again, you might get Vandy. You might get Miss State. It might not be, you know, Texas or Alabama.
Okay.
But you're still playing what's perceived to be another team from the best conference in football. But, you know, what if the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't see it that way? You know, and we know one thing about the College Football Playoff Committee, it does seem to be a moving target.
It does.
From year to year.
Yeah. I think this is a no-brainer. I think the Big Ten is going to – their sticking point, by the way. And let's hear that other Greg Sankey real quick here. We're waiting on Elle Duncan. She's making her way over here to the Fan Village over where we're at by Murph's here. But let's hear that other cut where he talks about having to make this decision, because their sticking point for the Big Ten is the playoff format. They want to be able to get more teams in, and so does the SEC. Meanwhile, the ACC and the Big 12 are like, hey, what about us over here? This is Sankey this morning.
I generally like to get out of the football scheduling decision questions, right? So that suggests a longer term would be better. One of our learning experiences from our expansion to 14, and we had 2 years and then 12 years, and our discussion now is perhaps look-ins every so often would be wise. So while you might want to answer it once and for all, I do think there's an expectation that we'll at least have look-in opportunities should the schedule change.
And by the way, he's being very, you know, careful to not promise, over-promise.
Right.
And say, yes, this is where we're going. This is what we want to do. But don't get it twisted, guys. He knows exactly what they discussed at SEC Media Days, and he also knows what all these coaches have told him, Mike, especially in the SEC. You know, what's Kirby told him privately? What have they talked about, right? Because Kirby's the voice. We know this. But the other established coaches in this conference, I think they're all on the same page, and Kirby's even admitted it. He would love to see more SEC games by adding another SEC game, because he knows what that means, to your point, about strength of schedule.
Yeah, and again, it just if you are a fan, my point has always been the same, is I want to see the best games. I don't want to – don't disrespect to – like in Georgia State, if you can go beat a big program, and that's great, but it just – at this day and age, I just think if you're spending the – and by the way, being a booster is not cheap, even for bad football teams like mine. You know, it's not cheap to get those tickets.
Yeah.
I would think you'd rather see another SEC opponent or have some language locked in where you're going to be playing somebody out of a conference from another Power 5 or Power 4. Power three and a half. Whatever the ACC is now.
Three and a half. You know? Hey, guys, what do you guys think? Hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You can always text the show and let us know and find us on social media as always, guys. But, yeah, it's just one of the things. That's the big picture for the conference. That's what Greg Sankey handles. As far as Georgia's concerned, you're going to hear more about specifics with Kirby tomorrow, and you hear more from each coach, Mike, as they talk about their programs.
And, you know, the debate, I know a lot of SEC fans are making your way down here for the Home Run Derby or just in your car, is top to bottom, the SEC is still stronger. It's just a stronger conference. Alabama, you know what I mean?
Yep.
South Carolina can beat anybody in this conference. So that's the argument. Versus, as we've heard from, speaking of Vanderbilt, what Pavia said. Hey, man, there's some real bad bottom feeders in the Big Ten. We're keeping it real. Look who just rolled in.
Superstar. She is a superstar. Atlanta, stand up, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
You talk about representing the A. She's been doing this a long time. She's been putting the A first and foremost. We love her. We love her work. Elle Duncan, it is a pleasure to have you on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, my gosh. What?
And
thanks for having me.
Welcome home, girl.
I know. You guys, this is so surreal and overwhelming. Like, it really is so cool to get to come home. And I come home a lot, obviously. Still have family here. Obviously have a ton of friends here. But to be able to come home because the city is being showcased on such a major event, it's really cool. And I've had a chance to wax poetic about us long-suffering Atlanta fans. Like,
right.
Mike, you know, I just feel like people always give such a bad rap to Atlanta sports fans. Like, we're apathetic and we don't care and it's a transient city and no one is a real fan here. And I just think that's horse you know what, right?
Yes,
like,
right.
But like, this city has endured a lot of pains and it started well before 28-3. So while, you know, we've had a nice little run between Georgia and the Braves, like, it's been a long time coming that the city gets the respect that they deserve.
Right. And that's the thing for the Hawks. And yeah, sometimes it's self-inflicted if you don't build on a nice season like the 2021 and you'll give Trey some help.
Yeah.
Some of that does, give ammunition. But for instance, the hockey team, that's one thing when people say, we'll never get another hockey team. It wasn't the fans' fault. It was the bad ownership. Groups, things like that.
100%. I'm like, it was funny because I was running through the list of like all the things that have happened to Georgia sports teams over the years. Again, this is before 28-3. And it's like, Dominique Wilkins getting shipped out. It's Brett Favre getting traded. It's the leader of your defense getting arrested the day before the Super Bowl. It just keeps, you lose your hockey team twice.
Right.
It's just like, it just keeps going and going. So it's been really cool to watch us be like relevant.
Right.
And especially as someone who is an obnoxious sports fan on this really big stage. All I want is an opportunity to be obnoxious about my teams.
Right.
Now, the Hawks haven't given us a ton the last couple years, but I'm feeling really good about where we are right now.
Yes.
Everybody is. Elle, look, the move to go get Porzingis.
Yeah.
And then they draft a Georgia boy. Like, what?
Yeah.
Right?
He
can play. He's in summer league. Ace Newell.
Yeah.
We watched him the last couple of days. Elle Duncan's our guest, guys. You watch her on SportsCenter. McEachin High School, stand up. West Georgia, stand up.
Yeah.
She's back at the crib, and she's hanging out with us here at Murph's. But it's so good to see you. You're crushing it, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's love on you a little bit here, all right?
Oh,
we can talk about the ATL all day. Let's love on you a little bit because I think people, in our business, as you know, for those who don't know, she started here in Atlanta. But you've grinded. And
she was a big part of the Two Lives too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when
I met you, Mike.
We were teammates at the old 790.
I was 20 years old when I got that gig.
Wow.
And I was telling people, it was funny because the Stews did a contest for their entertainment reporter. And I participated in the contest. They had it at like Club 1150. I did not win. I came in second. But the girl that won the right to be the entertainment reporter realized, hey, this is going to be every day and you don't get paid and I can't do it. So they called me and were like, still want to do it? And I was like, hell yeah.
Of course
I want to do it.
Right.
And I used to work, I specifically got a job across the street from the old radio station in Buckhead and I would wash hair at a hair salon and then my lunch break, I would go over to the Stews, do the entertainment report, run back out and go back to work washing hair. And that's really where it started for me and it just evolved from there.
That's the hustle, baby.
Well,
but the moral of that story is, and this is, I'm so glad you said that, and I hope that the people listen because you get this. You know how it is. People come up to us all the time. I want to do what you do. Okay,
correct.
Great.
Sure.
Everybody's journey is different.
Uh huh.
But you've grinded. She didn't walk in the door and they went, oh, Elle is beautiful. Let's do this.
Like, let's go.
Let's go. That wasn't your path. And so from there, let's talk about. Obviously, you've left. You were in Boston for some time too.
I was. Yeah. I mean, I did. Hip-hop radio here at V103. I was the Hawk sideline reporter.
Right.
I worked with 92.9 back when it was called Dave FM for the Falcons, and that was also a free gig. I did not get paid, and I would do pre- and post-game for the Falcons pre- and post-game shows when they were here, and it would actually cost me money to go to work because I'd have to pay the $60 to park, and I did that for a while, and then I did news on Channel 11 here doing traffic, and I got an opportunity to do sports in Boston, and everyone looked at me and was like, girl, you're a black girl from Atlanta. You gonna move to Boston? I was like, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do it, right?
And I just saw the vision. Like, I just had hope that it would be more of a path towards ultimately what I wanted to do. So I went there for 2 years, and then I landed at ESPN, and I've been there since 2016.
Yay!
And being an Atlanta fan, we know that, you know, guys like, you know, Mike Greenberger, Jets fans, Murphy's Law, the year we blow the Super Bowl lead, you're finally on the stage.
Oh, my God.
You could have been the point man for all things Atlanta, or point person, and of course, we know what happened.
It was devastating. They sent me here. It was my first, like, gig that they were sending me to. So they send me here, and they're like, all right, if the Falcons win, we're going to do live hits with you. We're going to be like celebrations and whatever. Obviously, it didn't go that way. And so I'm doing these, and they still wanted to do live hits. So I'm basically doing like an obituary for how sad Falcons fans were. I was like, I'm standing here at this park, and everyone's pretty devastated, so I don't know what you want from me. And it was horrible. But again, you know, like,
right,
that's in the past. We back. We're feeling good. Hope springs eternal.
Michael,
so we're
Penix,
feeling
baby. Michael Penix time.
Like, can I say this too?
What's up?
We were supposed to talk about this on SportsCenter, but we didn't get a chance to, so I'm going to talk about it here. I like Cam Newton. I work with Cam Newton. Cool dude. I don't understand his comments to Michael Penix Jr. that the way that you got this job is the way that you lose it. That is standard for everyone in sports.
Yes. Correct.
Everyone in sports gets an opportunity because someone else lost their opportunity, and your whole job is to keep that other person at bay. That is literally how it works. There's no more pressure on Michael Penix Jr. to perform than there was for Kirk Cousins or any of the guys before him. Period. So I hope he doesn't like absorb that as though this is like unique to him and exceptional to him. That's how it works in every job. There's someone coming for y'all too. And
already,
it's your job to keep them at bay, right? That's what
true.
We do.
It's the everyday
life. We're
all
life. Penciled in, man.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And the crazy thing is, in today's NFL, we've seen this, right? You could draft a quarterback next year.
100%.
I mean, like, this idea, well, we've got our guy. We've seen teams, they draft a quarterback, 2 years later they draft another quarterback. So yes, that was an insane comment. And sometimes, as you said, we love Cam, love smoking cigars with him, but at the end of the day, sometimes the brother just says stuff that, I don't know.
He's saying stuff.
He just says stuff.
Yeah.
L. Duncan joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. All right, L., stay here, because we got to take a quick break.
Please.
We're coming back.
I'm posted.
We got a lot more to talk about. You played in the celebrity softball game.
Let's see how she did. I also want to see what she thinks. We briefly touched on this new look Hawk squad.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into all of this stuff with L. Duncan. Atlanta Zone is here with us on Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, you going all ATL, huh?
Of course.
Yeah. I see you working. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Murph's. L. Duncan's here.
Hello.
Hanging out with us.
They know. They know. Come on, man.
Atlanta's own.
Shoddy Lowe, you did that to me?
I know, right?
Golly.
If that doesn't get you right, I don't know what does.
Nothing can.
I mean, like, you could just be out minding your own business. That song, come on down the street, you'd be like, what?
Got paper. Yes, every time. You're like, what was that? It's like our Pied Piper.
L, let's talk about, you know, the fun you've had here in the A the last few days. We know you're headed back here soon, but you're also doing this 50 states thing. Let's talk about this, because I want to say I just saw it. They had you somewhere in downtown, maybe Centennial Olympic Park.
Yeah.
So what is this? What's the deal with this?
Yeah, so we're doing this stunt for SportsCenter called 50 States in 50 Days, because we're ESPN's going direct to consumer. So just trying to ratchet up some promotion and go and highlight these amazing states, their sports legacies. So they actually asked me, like, where would you want to go that sort of embodies, like, sports legacy and whatnot? I picked Centennial Olympic Park because as I said in the piece, I find it so ironic that something that was built for essentially a two-week stunt, right, for 2 weeks of the Olympics, has really become the heartbeat and one of the main thoroughfares for everything that we do here in Atlanta, right, from concerts, of course the Olympics, but, like, you know, even the kids, like, when we come to visit, we take my kids to the splash pad at the Olympic rings and the Georgia Aquarium. So we go around and we highlight different places. I took my co-host Kevin DeGondi to the Works, which was not here, by the way, when I moved in. This city has changed so much. I moved away 12 years ago, and this city has changed so much. So that was cool to give them a little soul food, a little taste of what we do. And then we were broadcasting live from Truist Park ahead of the Home Run Derby, which was also incredibly surreal. I did the Celebrity All-Star Game on Saturday, and there's this actor who, he's a great character actor. You would absolutely know him if you saw his face, but his name is Michael Kelly, and he is also from Atlanta. And, you know, All-Star Games, like Celebrity Games, it's a lot of shenanigans and people trying to get YouTube content. But he pulls me to the side before the game, and he goes, "L, we are two Atlanta natives and diehard Braves fans, and we are standing on a field right now where the greats play, where Ronald Acuna plays, and, like, we're going to get to go and take an at-bat at Truist Park. Like, I hope that you are really soaking this in." And I was like, "Well, damn, I am now." I was like, "Golly, you're right." But it's just so cool to be, like, invited back to play at a, you know, a park in front of fans that I used to be the one covering, you know? So it's really, really cool. Yeah.
And John Kelly, it's funny, Michael Kelly, he's in the broadcast booth every once in a while on FanDuel. As Elle said, remember from the House of Cards?
That's his character. House of Cards.
Yeah. He's a main character in that, that series.
Right. Lioness, Jack Ryan. Yes. He's amazing.
You see him in everything. Yeah. Yes, Superman movies as well. Elle's with us here, guys. Great to catch up with an old friend who's just killing it. How'd you do, by the way,
Well, I was on a team. So I inexplicably was on the American League, which made no sense to me. I am a Braves fan. And also on my team, my manager was Jermaine Dupri, noted Atlanta native. Quavo, noted Atlanta native. And we had T.O. and we had CeCe Sabathia.
Okay.
So before the game, Quavo looks at me and he's like, "I'm pretty sure MLB wants us to blow them out because they stack the decks too much in our favor. Like, this isn't even going to be close." And I was like, famous last word, sir. And sure enough, we found ourselves in a hole like right away. The other team just brought out all these rando ringers, dudes that you would never think were athletic, that were stroking the ball. And so I did get an RBI triple.
Nice. Now, here we go.
Now, I will say it was a little bit of like a little league triple. Like, you know, my whole thing is in these celebrity games, if you just put the ball in play,
sure.
A lot of them don't know how to throw or field. So I legged one out. But I'm getting a lot of crap. Because I bunted. And here's why I bunted.
What?
We were losing. It was our final opportunity. They only play five innings. It was the top of the fifth. We had to score three runs to keep the game alive. And I'm competitive. And Jenny Finch starts throwing like heat. Like she's, you know, having some fun with it. She's not throwing slow pitches.
Because she still can.
Oh, she absolutely still can. Yeah. She's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And so I was like, if she can throw heat, I can bunt in a softball game. So I bunted. I got a run in. I got on second. Someone else pulled me around to third, and then CeCe Sabathia cleaned it up. That guy still got it.
Wow. L. Duncan playing some small ball, but they manufactured a run. That's
Thank
what I like
you.
To see.
That's what it's about. Yeah. I don't understand why they don't bunt anymore in baseball. Yeah, what is wrong with
analytics.
You?
Analytics nerds.
Exactly. Like, bunt the ball. Advance the runner. That's all that matters.
All right, man. L. Duncan, as you know, a huge Atlanta sports fan, and just waiting for more great things to happen here in the A. How about the Hawks? Do you like the moves, man? Because it's to Carl and my point, it's been so un-Hawk-like. And Ansi Saleh has been very impressive so far as a GM.
I agree. I was actually on air doing SportsCenter, and my producer in the commercial break goes, hey, we're going to come out with some breaking news surrounding the Hawks. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Trae Young's leaving. Like, I was like, they're selling the team. I'm just like such a downtrodden Hawks fan. And he was like, nah, man, you guys just got someone. And I was like, who is it? And he was like, you guys just got Kristaps Porzingis. So I come on air, I deliver that news, and I looked into the camera and I was like, Atlanta, we up! Like, we finally got somebody! Because you already know, like, unless you home... Like, the script typically for the Hawks is you have to draft somebody, and then if they're really good, then they bounce.
That's right.
And you don't get any free agents, and you don't get anybody to come here because they're considered a small market team in the NBA, and da-da-da-da-da. So to see them being aggressive and making aggressive moves, I'm thrilled. I think that they... We actually just talked with Mark J. Spears, who talked to Trey, and he's like, hey, man, like, this is what I needed to make the decision about whether I extend. Of course, those talks are going to be coming up as he enters his eighth season. So hope springs eternal, and I know that, but, like, this is a team that's always destined for the play-in, and I just hope that this year, like, I don't know, maybe we can come in sixth. That's like a...
In the playoffs, the play-in.
Top 14.
In the play-in, yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of promise, L. You're right. Look, there is a lot of promise. And the trade thing, our argument has been over the last 4 years since our run in 21.
Yeah.
Give him some help.
Yeah.
Right? And then they stayed the course, and they waited too long to make moves, and then we had change in the front office, and then they had different views. And, I mean, again, I know you're on with the national scene. You can't get into all of the particulars, but you know what's going on, and it's hard to tell somebody outside of Atlanta, like, hey, it's not all his fault.
Yeah.
You know, like, people look at that and they go, well, it's just Trae Young. He's selfish. No. Dude's giving you 15 assists a night.
Thank you. You cannot call a player selfish who leads the league in assists. Shut up. Like, stop. And if you are one of these guys who's a shooter, you would want to play with a guy like Trae, who is going to dish and give you opportunities. But to your point, like, it feels like we had a real opportunity. I still want to find that referee who sprained Trae Young's ankle, because I feel like they derailed what could have been a really Cinderella run that the Bucks ended up getting. But it felt like we had some momentum there, and then we never actually rode that wave to do anything. And there, you know, you cannot win and compete right now in the NBA with cast-offs.
No, you got to have stars. Trae's never had an all-star.
No.
You know? Now the big knock would Porzingis stay healthy and how they're going to load manage.
I don't, you know what? I need the unicorn to just be healthy in April. I don't need to see him before then. Just lock him away. Do Gronkowski in Tampa Bay with him. Lock him away until you need him.
All right, she says six. We'll go with four seed.
Four seed,
please. Hey, what about the Braves? What do you do now? Do you fire sale it? I mean, fan favorites, we love Ozzie Albies. He's horrible right now, L. We got a lot of issues. How do you play it right now at the trade deadline?
It's really, really tough. I don't think – it's funny because I read an article a few weeks ago that was like, everybody keeps waiting on the Braves to turn around, but what if this is just the Braves this year? And I think that it is. I think it all started – we really thought Yrieksen Profar was going to be a big part of what we did. That was super unfortunate. Of course, we can't stay healthy. I think we've – We've gotten some great moments from guys last year and whatnot, but like I think we're at the point now where I know Ozzy is on a really team-friendly deal, and it feels, you know, crappy to say like you should get rid of him because you're not saving a ton of money doing so, but like this feels like it's not our year, and so ultimately you've got to reload so you can do better. Nobody wants to retool, but we waited 25 years for a World Series,
for sure.
Right? Like,
for sure.
We can wait a couple of more by having a better team.
Al, I'm going to comment on this. You don't have to, but I got to bring this up since you're here. Mm-hmm. One of your cohorts.
I know where we're going.
Said that he was not necessarily a fan of you being open about the teams that you support.
Sure.
You talk about Georgia openly on SportsCenter.
Sure.
Okay? You talk about the Hawks or the Braves openly on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're all from somewhere.
Sure.
We all grew up as fans of whatever team it might be. Mm-hmm. And just because I do this as a living doesn't mean that that goes out of me.
Sure.
You are in a business in which you're allowed to discuss those things.
Sure.
So for those who don't know, Kirk Herbstreit, college football analyst, basically was doing a podcast and said, look, I'm not a fan of, you know, openly cheering for your favorite team because he thought it hurt credibility. And I'm like, really? That you're not necessarily hurting the integrity of anything that you're reporting. You're simply saying, this is where I'm from. This is who I cheer for.
Right, I just bark.
It's ridiculous. And so I'm addressing this because I don't want you to have, like, any issues.
No, I'm happy to talk about it.
Okay,
no, yeah,
okay. Like, I don't want you to have any issues. But people are asking, like, well, what's Al think about this?
Sure, no. And I did have a chance to talk to Herbie. And, like, you know, the truth is that he comes from sort of that OG mentality of, you know, you really can't be, you have to be subjective or objective. And
yes.
You can't, you know, do it. And I respect that. Like, not everybody is a fan of open fandom, and I totally he is completely entitled to his opinion. My question for him was why I was exceptionalized, considering, like, Stephen A. is a notable Knicks fan and Giants fan,
yes.
And, you know, Greeny is a notable Jets fan, and,
right.
You know, he sits on a desk with Desmond Howard and all these things. And, you know, it was explained to me that he was thinking, like, college football and whatnot, and that's totally fine. I think for me, and not everybody is a fan of the sports fandom part, but this is why I do it. Apart from loving the team is because this city means so much to me, and they made me who I am, and they have put a battery in my back, and so I promised them that I would be a megaphone for them whenever possible, and I stand by that. I also stand by the fact that my fandom does not in any way impact or affect how we cover these teams.
Correct.
I'm not an analyst. I don't call games.
Right.
That's not my role or job. I just bark, and I'm probably harder on my teams than other people are as well, but I do think that we've embraced more of a landscape where people feel a little more open to, you know, openly support and root for their teams. I sit on a desk with a noted Phillies fan and Kevin DeGondi, an Eagles fan. So, you know, there's a mix of both. There's some people that don't want to do it, and I totally and completely respect that. For me, I'm always going to be myself, and that doesn't mean you have to like it. It just means that it's authentic and it's coming from a good place.
Well said.
I love it.
And
let me say, how else would you be in the world of sports if you didn't have a connection with the team at one point in your life?
Well, especially where you're from. And I got to say this because I know you got to go. And I've had this conversation with Herbie. He is an analyst, and I know he caught a lot of flack early in his career for not touting Ohio State enough.
Sure.
So he's very careful.
Absolutely.
About that and how he sees it versus how you and I and others might see
it. And he
it.
Does a great job at
yes,
that. You
yes.
know, he really does a good job. Everybody knows he's an Ohio State guy. I think he does a really great job of balancing that, and he has to in that role.
Correct.
But on SportsCenter, I am asking experts questions, and I'm just capping it with a bark. Har, har, go Dawgs.
She is the best. L. Duncan, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And the audience,
you guys.
By the way, going bananas on the text line. Everyone's saying, welcome back,
Thank
L.
Thank you, guys.
And everyone's so proud of you who listened to you back in the day.
I love you guys so much. You are, I always carry you with me, and I'm going to be that Atlanta, obnoxious Atlanta fan till the day I die. Let's go, ATL.
Yeah.
ATL. Yeah, you know the rest. Hey, we're coming back.
ATL, yo.
Yo, ATL. Hey, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. L. Duncan, thank you again. Continued success. Keep crushing it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas.
All right, guys. We're live at Murph's. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.